میان دست پیواب و مدبعیس اول خخامیم اما ربی ایخنن زو دیورای ربی شمایل و ربی کیوه اول خخامیم ایمرم شایش اینایش شلیمایس بینان. We hear here a machloikes, the shir of a peletes. We have here three shittes b'mesin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel held three days. Rabbi Kiva held five oynes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held 2 days. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yechanan zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel ve Rabbi Kiva. Avol chachomim oimrim sheish oynes shleimais beinon. That is an Indian of sheish oynes. Let us see Rashi. Avol chachomim oimrim vav oynes shleimais sovlu ke Rabbi Yosi de omar ba'abo ovet prishe. They hold like Rabbi Yosi, the Arbo Ovid Prishe, Ubehashkome Kerabekive, the last Luhu Shetovlu Belele Shabbos, Elasvir Luhu the Oisan Shetovlu Lele Shabbos, Upotu Laacher Tvile, Hutzuchu Litvel Beshabbos Shachis. They held that the Tvile Lele Shabbos would not help, because there would shayach to be a plate afterwards. The Kashis that the Gemara had asked before, why the Torah wasn't given Leili Shabbos. So they hold Taka because they were still Tmeis then. Lefichach nis'akva shchina militein av haboiker v'loi mishum loi b'seiser dibarti l'chudi. That is not the only reason. The reason was that there had to be sheish oynes. Omar Rav Chisda, anu sugya. Machloikes, the whole machloikes in the shiurim of till when an isha is poilet that it is tomei, so the whole machlokes is shepirsha min ha isha. That if the shichva zera was nifrash from the isha, so then there's a shaila when it becomes nisrach, 2 days, 3 days, five oynes, avol pirsha min ha ish. But shichva zera that's pirish min ha ish tmeya. Kozman shehilach. So let us see Rashi. Shepirsha min ha'isha. Kigoin peiletes shichva zera. Shekiblo mizocho. An isha that is peilet shichva zera. Hu da omar abolozo ben azarye. De betrei yoimei misrachas. That after 2 days it's nisrach. Mipnei she misramemes begufe. Because that what it remains in the gufe isha she becomes nischamim, and that makes that it's nisrach after 2 days, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Avol pirsha min ha ish al habeged mitam eloilo. But if it ever was bimei ha isha, so then kol zman that it's lach, it is mitame. That is the memre. So Rashi says, "Kol zman shehilacho, umiyu mishayovsha loy metamo." When it becomes nisyabish, it gets dried out. The sulay chazil azriya. The kol zman it is lach. So then it is kaseidah metame. It has a din of shich vazera. The svasemis klairs a shaila. What will be the din? If it was not bimei isha, let's say the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so the shir is 2 days. After 2 days, it becomes nisrach. What if she was poilet after 1 day? Does this have a din of an ish? Or what will the din be over here? He has two tzadim. There's one side to say that the whole hasroche comes if it was 2 days bimei ha'isha. So then it becomes nisrach. If it was only 1 day or 5 minutes bimei ha'isha, so then it's not nisrach. So then he has a ha'oreh, so the Gemara did not have to differentiate between the isha and the isha, the Gemara to differentiate between if she was poilet after 2 days or she was poilet before. Or else could be it's nitazay. Once it was bimei isha, it has this time span already. that it's only called Zera till today. So he's misupik in this. Aval koponim, pirish min heish, that is the member of Rav Chisda, aval pirish min heish, tmeye kozman shehilach. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. He says, there's no such musig of nisrach by a ish, pirish min ish. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. The pasuk says, v'chol beged, v'chol oir, ashe yiyya olov, shichva zera. And Chazal darshin, prat le shichva zera, shehi srucha. Some of the darshin from the zera, that's roi lazriya, prat le shichva zera, shehi srucha. My love she pirsha min ha'ish. So the havamin of the Gemara was that it was pirish min ha'ish. Va'afal pikein, there's an inyan of srucha, not the way Rav Chisda had said. What's the my love? So the Mefarshim say, because the posik right before this posik says ve'ish ki seitzim imena shit vazera. So the first pasuk says that he's tamei, and the second pasuk says v'chol beged v'chol er sheyi olav shich v'zera is also tamei. So al kaponim it would seem that this pasuk is going on the previous pasuk, ish ki seitzi b'menu shich v'zera. So memeila it's akasha and Rav Chisda. My love she pirsha min ha'ish v'af al pike, and there's an Indian of srucha. So the Gemara says loy she pirsha min ha'ish. They're speaking about that it was pirsha min ha'ish. And there's no, the first pasuk is speaking taka about the tumas ha'odom. Ish ki seitzim en ha'shich v'zera. And this pasuk is speaking about the same as the tumah of shich v'zera. And here it is speaking about that an ish was poilet. Zogt Rashi, my love she pirsha min ha'ish al ha'beget umetaylo Lacha misreches, the loiktoni pradlach sheyavsha. So we see that there's a tara of misreches even by a ish also. Let us see Taisvis. Avo pirsha min ha'ish, tmeya kozman shehilach. Hiksha rabbeinu tam, the masnisini, the snan beperik dam hanide, hazoi vahaneya vahoroik veshich vazera, metamim lachin, the aim mitamin yevashin. So it says klo, it would seem in the Mishnah, that kol's man it is lach, they're mitamin. So we see klo, that there's no din of misrachas, al kaponim by shich vazera min haish. Umiu laikoshe kulahai, the ikalameima mitamin lachin, toich gimel. Maybe the Mishnah isn't speaking about There's another factor. There's a factor that it becomes nisrach lach gimel. So it's not speaking about that. But kozman it's lach in teich gimel. It's metame. Yovish is not metame. Filo teich gimel. Rebbe den tame forish the hoche bezocher shen nirba upolat zera dumye de ishe. V'hosam bero keri v'chein perish Rebbe nechanan. Rebbe den tame says interesting pshat. That Haker, that Mishnah is speaking about that Shichva Zera Sheyotza Min Ha'ish, so there's no Machloikis. Everyone holds Metamin Lachin. Here we are speaking about that a Zocher was Nirba, and now after the Revi'i he was Poilet Zera. So that, Rav Chisda says, the Plata of a Zocher is not like the Plata of an Akeve. Plata of an Akeve, it's Mischamim. The plate of a zocher is not nischamim, so memele it won't be misrach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi Rav Pope, shichvas zera shel Yisroel bimei kusis mahu. What will be the din if a kusis will be poilet shichvas zera shel Yisroel? Will it also become nisrach? So what is the shayla of the Gemara? So the shayla is as follows. Yisroel de daigi b'mitzvahs. Amayra deki Gemara. Yidn adoig b'mitzvahs. We're speaking about noshim, who are potter from roiv mitzvahs. But their fourth doig is chovel gufayu. So their guf has a chamimus in it. So memele, this chamimus is masriach de zera. Akum de loy de igi be mitzvah, a goy hat doch nicht kein Deiges. Loy, so me meile, so since there are no Deiges, there's no chamimis, or there's not a chamimis that will cause the shichva zera to become nisra. Oy dilme, maybe they have another incentive for chamimis. Kiven the ochlin shkotzim ramosim, since they have a diet of shkotzim ramosim, chovel gufayu. So the guf is nisham. Let us see Rashi. Shall Yisroel be meikusis mahu? Mimas rachas begimul yomim ki Yisraelis. Does it become nisrach after gimul yomim? Like a Yisraelis. We poltolei boso gimul toyer hanegeya betipe. If someone will touch this tipe after gimul yomim, he'll be toyer because it is not roi lazriye. Oy loy. Lohochi noka shichva zere shal Yisrael. De ilu de kusi amrinim bilseches ni de kiriyoy toyer. So stamazay it's no shayla. The perik b'neis kusim, so there's no tume bechlal. So we're speaking about it, that it is tomei. So that we need shichva zeresha Yisrael b'meikusi. The daigi b'mitzvis lekayim mitzvis v'charedim b'dovo. Amitoich daigo mischamimim. And the daige is mechamim v'gu kidersiv cham libi b'kirbi. Chovil cham. So Mamela, that is the shayla of the Gemara. Do you need the chamimis of daige to be masriach the zere? Or perhaps the chamimis of ochli shkotzim ramosim is also enough to be masriach the zere? There's a very interesting taisvitz in Avodah Zarah, taf lamed aleph amid beis. The Gemara in the lamed aleph amid beis says as follows. Hani armoi zukani. Certain goyim who are blown up, tavishasi giluya v'loy meisu. There the Gemara speaks about that if you have yayin megula and a nochash could put a poison in it, so one is not permitted to drink it. It's sakonas nefoshes. But the Gemara says, goyim drink it and it doesn't bother them. So why is it? Aidi de ochli shkotzim uremosim, chovul gufayu, since they have a diet of shkotzim or ramosim, so they have a chamimis in their goof, and that chamimis deadens the poison. So therefore they're not susceptible to the poison of a nochosh, because chavul gufay. But a yid that doesn't eat shkotzim or ramosim, he's susceptible to the oros of a nochosh. Fregt doch Teusus, Hayid, Hayid ist doch, Teusus bin sa gemorra, Hayid ist chavul gefeio, es doig be mitzvitz. So my male is that also shouldn't be susceptible. So Teusus says, to help for the, to be nitzel, from the oras of anochosh, from the poison of anochosh, ein moyul chavul de daigi be mitzvitz, ke moy chavul da chila shkotzim ramosim, she yesh lem besoich agul. That means this is a certain type of chamimis, and this is a certain type of chamimis. So for gilui, only the chamimus of shkotzim ramosim help. For shichva zera, the gemara eklas a shaila. Maybe the daigi b'mitzvus is more, the shichva zera is more susceptible to the daigi b'mitzvus. Maybe not. Maybe the chila shkotzim ramosim also help. So al koponim, so Taisus is magdir over there, that each inyan, these are different sibis of chamimus, and they have different effects. One could perhaps, is works better on shichva zera, the other works better on the oros of anochosh. That's what Taisus says. So the chsam seifer afanot says, he says, ay bazoi, he says, many of the assumptions that doctors the doctors come to certain assumptions, so the assumptions they have come to because they were boidik gufim, they saw that this and this caused this and this. They came to these assumptions and conclusions. So the Chsam Sofer says, one cannot know if these assumptions and these conclusions help lugabi yidish gufim. We see from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that a Goyish Guf works different than a Yiddish Guf. This, he's not susceptible to poison, a Yid is susceptible to poison. So he says, all their inyonim, that their mevarer in refuis, could be it does not apply legabi a Yid, because it's a Mayin Shmita Leitzel HaSinai. There are different Gufim with different Hanhogis. That's what he says. So he says, Lamaise Yevsha, or the kosha lismoich and the nishyonis of roifim, if it was derived from gufim shel akum. Al koponim, that's the shayla in the Gemara. Bimei behemim mahu. The Gemara calls the shayla, what will be the din? Bimei behemim. Isha de isla proizder masrachat. A isha that has a proizder, so the shichvazer as nichnas ba'imik haguf, so it's not, it doesn't come into any contact with the cold air outside, so mamele it's masrachas. Avo behema de les la proizder loi, aydil me loishna. So the Gemara has a suffix. If since there's no praise there, the Rishash wants to say, Akocher was speaking about a chaya who each got some remosim, he says, or else it's tamazay no shayla. So, because you need chavul gufayu. So, chavul gufayu, but what will be the din if there's no praise there? Is there also a chamimis, or there's not a chamimis? So the Gemara says, teiku. The Ramban is ma'irer. According to the Rabbeinu, he says that the Gemara is a sofik bechlal if there's an inyan of hasroche without a proizder. That's the shayla of the Gemara. So the Ramban is moirin on the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Gemara before is clawing about a zochar shenirba, where there's also no proizder. And there the Gemara has a psahol pilpul. Can you be mechalik? Can't you be mechalik? And here the Gemara has a the Gemara should have been medama these two. It's mamish, that was the memra before. That without a praise there, there's no asroch. And here the Gemara is a sofik by a behemoth. That's the Ramban's kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, the isla praise there, besar koislai beis arechem, boilek min ashenayim ulochutz, ובייס הרחם הווה מן השיניים ולפני. איש איש לא פרויזה, לפיכך לא ישולת באוויר בגופו ומסחממס. הממילת becomes נסחמם, so becomes נסחה. מה שאין כאין הבאים, it doesn't have a פרויזה, אפשיו, אפשנישת, טייפ. תנו רבון. בשישי בחוידש ניתנו עשרס הדיברס לישראל. That's what the Tana Kama holds. Rabbi Yosi Omer v'shiva boy. That Matan Torah was 7 days in Sivan. Omer Rav, v'kuli alme b'reish chodesh osu l'midbar Sinai. According to everyone, they came to Midbar Sinai reish chodesh. K'siv hocha b'yoyim hazeh bor Midbar Sinai, k'siv hosom ha-chodesh hazeh lochem reish chodesh. So we learn that Gzeirah Shoveh Hazeh Hazeh Ma'la Holom Reish Chodesh. We'll see in Tosfos how the Gemara knew that this pasuk was said Reish Chodesh. Ma'la Holom Reish Chodesh. Just like the pasuk Chodesh Hazeh Lochem was said Reish Chodesh, is Bayim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai Afkan Reish Chodesh. That's a davar muskim. Everyone agrees that they came to Midbar Sinai Reish Chodesh. Udikul Yalme. B'Shabbes nitna Torah liYisrael. Everyone also agrees the Yom HaShavua of Matan Torah was Shabbos. K'siv hocha zocher es Yom HaShabbos l'katshay. U'ch'siv hosom v'yomer Moshe l'om zocher es HaYom HaZeh. There's a mitzvah of Schire, the Yom of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ma'la holon be'itzumai shel yoyim, just like there, the mitzvah of zecheres hayoyim hazeh was said the day of the yitziyah. Afkan be'itzumai shel yoyim, So Zocher Hashem HaShabbos was said in Shabbos. So Memele, so these two things are Dova Muskin. The Yom HaChodesh, when they came to Midbar Sinai, was Zichar Rosh Chodesh. The Yom HaShivua of Matan Torah was Zichar Shabbos. Ki Pligi B'Kviya Diyarche. The Machlokes is when Rosh Chodesh was. If Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Bevov Bechodesh, Tohodechsiv. So the Tanakama holds that Matan Torah was 6 days in Sivan. So Rashi, yes, the Pasuk says, Tohodechsiv, Vayechaseyu he'onon sheishish yomim. Vayikro el Moshe b'yoyim ha'shvi. So Lucher Rashi is asking that Pashto Dekro means Vayechaseyu, what's the who going on Bar Sinai? Vayechaseyu ha'onon sheishes yomim. Vayikro el Moshe b'yoyim ha'shvi. So it seems clear that Matan Torah was the seventh day, not the sixth day. Svira lohu ke Rabbi Yosi Aglili. They hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Doma b'per kama de yomim. That Vayechaseyu is not going on the on Har Sinai, it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. This was a Maisa after Matan Torah. Rabbi Yosi Svirelei. No, the first way we learned Vayechaseyu Onon is going on Har Sinai Sheishes Yomim, and the Moshe v'Chol Yisrael Oimdim Yom Hashvi to be Mekabel Daseres Adibris. So then we have klar in the posik that Matan Torah was the seventh day. Ksiv hocha hazeh hazeh l'gzeire shav. Ma lo holon zocher es hayoyim hazeh ba'atzmoy shol yoyim haschire di yitzis Mitzrayim nemeluhu. Kedersiv hazeh, the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, who said the mitzvah of Schire, Avkan ba'atzmei shol yoyim ha'schire de Shabbos, nemolem zocher es yoyim ha'shabbos. The machlokes is, bekviye de yarche, be'eze yoyim hukva ha'chodesh. Did it become Reish Chodesh on a Sunday or on a Monday? On Sunday or Monday. That was the shaila when Reish Chodesh was. The Mele of the Shailas is Shabbos is the sixth day or the seventh day. But the Shailas Ziche of Rosh Chodesh was Sunday or Monday. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Uchsiv Hosam Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. He says the Gemara is bringing a ray that they came Rosh Chodesh because they came Rosh Chodesh because we learn out Hazeh Hazeh. Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. Taima. The bepeire kama de psochim porich a haikra gufe mimai de bereish yalchikoi. And the Gemara can't prove it, that it is speaking about Rosh Chodesh. And Chodesh is Elohim, speaking about the month. The month is Rosh Chodoshim. But the Gemara in psochim cannot prove that it was said Rosh Chodesh. And our Gemara proves from this passage that it was said Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos says no. Our Gemara is speaking about one thing, and the Gemara in Pesachim is speaking about a second thing. The Vaday Bereish Yalcha Koi. Zicher, this Pesach was said, Reish Chodesh. No shayla about it. Domrinim Bemedrish, Sherol HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Be'etzpa. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shol Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzpa de Levone. Kozeh Rei V'Chadesh. So Memele HaChodesh HaZeh Zicher was said Rosh Chodesh. No shayla about it. Aye, the Gemara in Pesachim as a pilpul, was it Rosh Chodesh, was it not Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara in Pesachim is speaking about something else. But Pesachim Lei Porich, Ela the boy Lemelef Mino, the Gemara wanted to learn out from this Pesach, Ha the Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Sher Dershim Lifnei HaPesach, Behilcheis HaPesach, Shtei Shabbosim. That the one Yudarshin Hilchas Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. What's the raya? Shereino v'oymed b'Rosh Chodesh u'mazer ala Pesach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said Hilchas Pesach Rosh Chodesh, and that was 2 weeks before Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Umimai de Novi Bereish Yalchakoi. How do you know that the Novi told over to Klal Yisrael, Hilchas Pesach Reish Chodesh? Unhei de Bereish Chodesh Omalei HaKodesh Bochu. That's sure. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu HaChodesh Hazel Lochem. This Sicha was said Reish Chodesh. Because that's the Raya from Hazeh, Kozeh, Rei V'Kadesh. But Rav Shimon Gamliel wants to bring a raya from this pasuk that you have to be melamed hilchas Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. Dilma Moshe k'sha'amar li Yisrael ba'avo b'yachay b'chamisha v'koy. How do you know when he related it to Klal Yisrael? It was related the same day that Rabbeinu Shlom spoke to him. Maybe he told them later. It's not so wichtig to tell them 2 weeks before. Maybe the later the better. They'll remember better the halachas. So on this shaila, the Gemara has no way to prove that the amira of Moshe Rabbeinu was Reish Chodesh Taka. The amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Icha Reish Chodesh, and that's our Gemara. So we learn out Hazeh from the amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara in Psochem, that wanted to bring a right to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the amira of the Navi was Reish Chodesh, there the Gemara asked a pertinent question. Dilme ba'abo v'chamisha v'koi. Umasik. And so the Gemara feels ois that from this pasuk you don't have any raya. The yalef midbar mi midbar. We learn out, it says in Parshas Bahaloyscha, there it says midbar, that the Moshe Rabbeinu told Hilchas Pesach, v'yasu es ha-pesach v'moyadoi. And we learn now, mi-midbol, the bohu, the be'echod, la-chodesh ha-sheni, amiris Moshe li-Yisrael, oisa boi ba-yoi. There is another midbol, that was Rosh Chodesh, and that Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael the same day. The yalef midbol, mi-midbol, the bohu, the be'echod, la-chodesh ha-sheni, Amiris Moshe li Yisrael oisa boi bayon. Kedersiv bi echad la chodesh v'asheni v'ayis yaldu amishpachoisa. So we see not only did the Rabbeinu Shalom tell him to do it, he did it also that day. So, because the Gemara Msochim can cannot bring a raya from a chodesh hazeh, so the Gemara brings a raya from the Gzei Rishov Midbar HaMidbar. Dem Taima da amai lo yalef hocha midbar mi midbar ki di yalef hosa. So why don't we learn out from midbar mi midbar? Doch inam iksiv midbar bo midbar sina. Let's learn out the gzei rishove midbar mi midbar. Chai di shove says he doesn't understand. The gzei rishove yidida mesayre. So in order to learn out, it would seem from Taisvis that the Maseira was only that Yidash and Midbar, but exactly which Midbar, it seems there's no Maseira on that. He asks on Taisvis, the Chodesh Aviv, how can you make a Gzeira Shavit? We have to know on this Midbar there was a Maseira, that it's Nidrash B'Gzeira Shavit. Al Kaponim Taisvis weiss this nicht to say. V'yesh loima, the Tveinechel, Eile Melef, Hazeh, V'loi midbar mi ba midbar. That's me the Poshup Shat. This is one place it says midbar, seen it there, it says ba midbar. So it's the hazeh hazeh is more preferable than to learn out midbar mi ba midbar. Now the Gemara is going to explain the machloikis if b'shisha v'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibris or b'shiva boy. So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yosi Sova b'chad b'shabe Ikve Yalcha. Sunday was Reish Chodesh. And they came to Midbar Sinai on Reish Chodesh, so they came on Sunday. Ubechad b'shabe loy omaluhu v'loy midi. Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell Klal Yisrael anything from the Rabbeinu Shloilom on Sunday. Mishum chulshe de'ulche. So therefore, Sunday was not used to tell Tzivuyim from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Betrei b'shabe, Monday, Omaluhu va'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim. The tzivui of Atam Tiyum Amlechas Kainim V'Goy Kodesh, that was said on Monday. B'tlosa, on Tuesday, Om Aluhu Mitzvah Hagbola. On Tuesday, the Mitzvah Hagbola was said. Barbo of Prisha. And on Wednesday, there was the Inyan of Prisha. V'Rabbonon Savri, and the Rabbonon hold, no. Betrei b'shabe ik v'yarche. Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Betrei b'shabe loy omalu v'loy midi. Mishim chul shediyuche. Betlose omalu v'atem tiyuli. That was the first Amire. So the first Amire was Tuesday. Barbo, Wednesday omalu mitzvah sagbole. Behei Ovid Prisha. So that is the Machloikis if Rosh Chodesh was Sunday or Monday. And if Mitzvah Prisha was Wednesday or Thursday. Meisvei. V'kidashtem hayoim u'mocho. It says, V'kidashtem hayoim u'mocho. This was the Chiyav Prisha. So the Chiyav Prisha was 2 days. So Mishloim, according to the Chachomim, the Mitzvah Prisha was said Thursday. So Memele, so Thursday and Friday was the Mitzvah Prisha. And Shabbos was Matan Torah, is Gevaldik. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi said that the Mitzvah of Prisha was said, on Wednesday, no Hayoim Umocho, so Wednesday and Thursday. Now, so Al Pi Cheshbon, Friday should have been Matan Torah, and everyone holds Shabbos was Matan Torah. So what happened over here? We have here an extra day. Omer lecho Rabbi Yosi, Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midat. The Rabbi Nishlom Taka said, "V'kidashtem Hayoyim Umocho," that the Prisha should be 2 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Oisif Yoim Echad Midaito. The Sanye, we learned in Abaraisa, Gimel Dvorim Oso Moshe Midaito, Vehiskim Akodish Bolchu Imoi. Oisif Yoim Echad Midaito, Upirish Mino Isha, he was Pirish from Tzipoire, Veshiber Asaluchais. Hoisef yoim echad midatoi, mai dorish, hayoim umocho. The Rabbi Nishlam said, v'kidashtem hayoim umocho. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a drosha, hayoim kimocho. That hayoim is just like mocho. Ma limocho leiloimoi, just like the prisha of the next day. The Mitzvah of Prisha was said Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday and Thursday. So just like Malim Mochal Leiloimoi, just like Thursday. So you have Leil Hei and Yoim Hei, Af Hayoim Leiloimoi. So the Hayoim also has to be like Mochal. You need a Leila together with Hayoim. And the Mitzvah of Prisha was said Wednesday morning. V'layla de'idna navkalei. So the Leil Dalit passed already. So there was no Prisha Leil Dalit. And the Rabbi Nishlam said, Hayoim u'mocho, Hayoim kemocho. Shma mino, treyoimi, levar mehoidne. So it seems from this that the Chiyav Prisha has to be Hayoim kemocho. And Mikra Yoitzim Midei Pshute Hayoim was also a Prisha, but we need Hayoim Kemochar also. So therefore, the Prisha was Wednesday Yoim Dalit, then we had Leil Hei in Yoim Hei, and Leil Vav in Yoim Vav. So you have everything. Therefore, Shabbos was Matan Torah. Uminolon Dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodoi, because the Shechina, if it would be Kipshuta, V'kidashtam Hayoim Umocho, so Matan Torah should have been on Friday. And since, L'shaya Shechina Atzafra D'Shabbat, so we see that Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodai. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי בקביעה דיאלכה, the machloikis Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakhama is on which day ba'eze yoyim hukva ha-chodesh, which day was Rosh Chodesh. Mishum chushe de urcha garsin betrei b'shabe omar lohu va'atem tiyuli. The second day Rabbi Yishlom told them va'atem tiyuli u'moyshe ola. Moshe went up the second day va'yikra eilov kol ha'inyin Ad eile hadvorim ashetedaber. Hadvorim ha eile nemruloi lemochos viosom. This was said the day after they had come to Midbar Sinai. Kidam rinon kol al yoisov bashkomahoyu. So he went up the second day. Bafilo man de leslei bashkomayora lei akish islei bashkomaholo. The behedik siv kro. That the Aliyah should be Bahashkom. Mishal Yamakish Shirid. But the Aliyah was the second day they came to Midbar Sinai. Bitlase Omalohu Mitzvah Hagbola. The third day it was said Mitzvah Hagbola. The second day ends, Va'atam tiyili mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, eila advorim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. This was what Rabbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, ba'aliyah ba'ashkoma the second day. Now the Pasuk says, Va'yovoi Moshe, this is also the second day, Va'yikro lezikne ha'om, this is chamishim parshas Yisrael, Va'yosom lifneim eis kol hadvorim ha'eile asher tzivor Hashem, that's atam tiyuli, shmatam es brisi, v'yisim li skule, and atam tiyuli memlech es kodim v'goy kodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu related this to Klal Yisrael the second day. V'ayanu chol ha'om yachto, v'ayimru kol ha'shadibar Hashem nase. They were makabel, what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. Now, it says right afterwards, Vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. Now, we'll see exactly when this Vayoshev was. The Vayanu was zicha the second day. Vayoshev we'll see soon. Then the Pasuk says further, Vayoymer Hashem, this is Pasuk Tes, Hine anechi boilecho ba'av ha'onon, ba'avu yishma ha'om bedabri imach, and here already is merumis the hagbola. Hine anochi bo eilecho ba'av ha'onon. Gam b'cho yaminu lo'olam. It seems tafkid by Moshe Rabbeinu will be bo eilecho. Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. We have to know what this vayaged is. Because in Pasuk Ches it says vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. Now it says, Vayagid Moishas Divri Yom Al Hashem. Now, this is Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Yud it says, Vayomer Hashem Al Moishe, Leich El Ha'om V'kidashtom Hayoim U Mocha V'chibsusim Loisam, V'hoyu Nechoinim Al Hayoim HaShlishi, Ke B'yoyim HaShlishi Yered Hashem Leinich Olam Al Har Sinoi. Here we have Mitzvah Sprisha. V'higbalto Es Ha'om Soviv Leimach, Hishomu Lucham Aloi Sahor, Negoye B'kotzeyu, Kolanegeya boho mois yumos. And here we have mitzvahs hagbolet. So the vial, let us see Rashi, and then we'll understand what Rashi is saying. So Rashi says as follows. Bitlose omalohu mitzvahs hagbolet. Shahadvorim shenemru loy besheini, ve'atem tili mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, which was said b'yoyim sheini, yorad lo'oret, that Moshe Rabbeinu went down at night. It seems we hold that the Yerida was not Vashkoma. Ba'omram le'Yisrael, k'dersiv, va'yovoi Moshe, va'yikra le'ziknei ha'om. So this was related to Klal Yisrael Yom Sheini, and Klal Yisrael said, Koel, v'yanu cholom yachtov, Koel ha'shadibar Hashem nase. Now, ulemochos, narashi etz, Ulamachos, this is not mevuah in the pasuk. Abu Ulamachos, this is already the third day. Hishkim va'ola va'yoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om ki di'amar kol al yisav bashkama hayu. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vayoshev Moishes Divrei Yom Al Hashem. This was already the next day. We went down the end of the second day. And so Vayoshev Moshe has to be ready the third day, because Kol Ali Yosef Vashkomet. So this already, HaKochach, was the third day. Now, this third day, Uboi Bayoim Nema Aloi, Hine Anoichi Boi Lecha Bavona. U Mitzvahs Agbolosa, Vishamru Lachem Aloi Spoho. The third day was said Mitzvahs Agbolosa. So Rashi says, Afal pi shehi ksuva acher v'kidashtem hayoim omocha. Mitzvahs Hagbola is written after Mitzvahs Prishe. Shehi Mitzvahs Prishe. Koidem l'chein nemro. But it was emukdem amucha b'toyre. Mitzvahs Hagbola was said b'yoim ha-shlishi. How do you know? Tachsiv b'hi aliyah sha'ola b'shlishi. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third day, Lohoshiv Lakodish Bochu Divrei Ha'om De Nase, Klal Yisrael said, Vayoyim Kolosh Divrei Hashem Nase, Vayoshev Moshe the third day is Divrei Ha'om Al Hashem. This is the third day. Then the Rabbeinu Shloim said, Hine Anoichi Bo Eilecha, we said Eilecha is Merum is very Hagbola, Eilecha, but V'seifa dikra, in further it says, Vayagid Moshe's Divrayom. Now what is this Vayagid? V'chima Divrei Ha'om Yeshkan. Where is the Divrayom? Pashta dikra, this is the third day, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there, Vayoshev is Divrayom. Now what's Vayagid is Divrayom? Elo mitzvahs hagbolo nemaloi boi bayoi. Mitzvahs hagbolo was said that day. Later, the Baraisa will tell us that Mitzvah Sagbola was said the third day. Ule Erev, in that evening, the evening of the third day, Omro li Yisrael. Ule Machos bedalet Hishkim, ve'ola ve'higid shekibla lei Mitzvah Sagbola. That's the Vayagid. In the fourth day, ve'nemro loi Mitzvah Sprishe ve'kidashtem ayoyim amocha. That is how we learn Pshat. So that means even in the Seder HaPsukim, Mitzvah Prishe comes before Mitzvah Hagbola, but the Seder was not like that. The Hagbola was B'yayim HaShlishi, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up B'yayim HaRvi, V'yagid, V'klai, Soz Mekabel, Alei Mitzvah Hagbola, and then Yom Dal was Mitzvah Prishe. V'yaf Alpi, Sheyesh Oid, Gimel Yomim, Ad Yom Shabbat. Aye, there's still 3 days. And if Mitzvah Prisha was said on Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yossi, says Hayayim Omocha, so how do we end up with Matan Torah on Shabbos? Ha'amrina lekamon l'Rabbi Yossi, the Moshe Yosef Yom Echad Midaitre. Hayayim Omocha, mashme behei nemaloi, lifroish hayuvot, because Matan Torah was Shabbos. Amalocha l'Rabbi Yossi, no. Lailam berivine maloi. It was said on Wednesday. Lifroish dalet vehei. Aye, how do you end up with Matan Torah on Shabbos? Vuhu haisif yoim echad. Vehiskim hakodesh bochul ledaitoi. The Rebbein Shlomo was masked. Upirish mine isha legamri laacher Matan Torah. Miyad kshepirish mishepirish im chaveiro. He was pirish with Klal Yisrael. Shuv leichaza letashmish. Av hayoy. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was doirish hayoyim kimocha. Just like mocha leiloi imoy, av hayoyim, tzoch liyos leiloi imoy, v'holoi efshar. The leil dalet passed already. So al kochach, the hayoyim is to mean the Thursday and Friday. Let us see Tosfos. Zuktaisvis betlose oma lehen mitzvahs hagbola. Mitzvahs hagbola was said on the third day of the month. Likuli alme hagbola kodma leprisha. The hagbola was said the day before prisha. Even though as we said over the psukim and the seder psukim, the tzivui prisha is before the mitzvah of igbalto, but lamaisa was the other way around. The tlosa va yoimer ksiv, there's three vayoymas, usvahu v'chol echot nemar v'yoymai. Each one was said for a different day. Bekamaksiv v'atem tiyuli. I think the v'yoymi means k'yisayim ala v'yishyake. V'atem tiyuli. Ubebasroksiv mitzvah sprishe. Ubebasroksiv mitzvah sprishe. That's Pasuk Yud. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe leich el ha'om v'kidashtam ha'yoym u'mocha v'chibsusim loysa. So that was also a tzivui. Now in Pasuk Tes it says Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe hineinoichi bo'alecha ba'avonon ba'avu yishma medavri imot rabucho yemin elo'ilom. And this Vayoymer was not a tzivui for anything. So we hear the Vayoymer that seems it's not a tzivui. So therefore, ובאמצוי לקסיב פרישה, שראי מיד אמיר אחרי נקסיב מצווה פרישה. That was the הכרח of the Gemara. He says, we have it, three ויימרס, so מסתום, each ויימר was a שליחס to Moshe. So the ויימר in Pasuk Yud is מצווה פרישה, so the ויימר in Pasuk Tes, which speaks in Yenoichi Bolech or Ba'av Onon, is Maram is a very anagbole, but Klal Yisrael won't be in the same mechitza that you are. So that already is Meramez HaMitzvah Hagbola, which is said in Pasuk Yudbeis, Vigbalto Es Ha'om Soviv Leima. Hayoim Kimocha, Zaktaisviz, Ein Zu Droshe Gemure, it's not an emesed Droshe, Elomashme Da Hayoim Mamish, Dilavochi Ein Zu Midaitoi. If it's a drosha, it's not Ovid Midaitoi. So of course it's not an emissa drosha, because Pashta Dikro is hepech of this drosha. If you're saying that you have to, the prisha has to be from tomorrow, so it's not Hayoim. So Pashta Dikro is that today there should be the prisha. So that goof is machir. You don't say Hayoim Kimocho. So the Meila, but Moshe Rabbeinu darshan that he was mapping past the cross. The Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, in the Haggos, Zev and Aryeh, both were mechaven to a different mahalach to for emphasize this kasha. I mean, Tosfos has a kasha. If it's a drosha, so it's not a midaitoi. And if it's not a drosha, so what's Tamazai Pshat? We can make a drosha. I mean, Taisus is fair. Taisus say, Pashta de Kro is takert with the drosha. Moshe Rabbeinu made a drosha, which is the hepech of Pashta de Kro. That is midaita. Kofzein mikro yaitse midai pshutai. They want to say as follows, that before Matan Teire, so halayla hoylech achar hayayim. When Matan Teira was nischadish, that Hayyim Hoylech Achar Halayla. But before Matan Teira was the other way around. So, Lemaise, when the Rabbeinu Shleilam told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'kidashtem Hayyim U'mocho, so Pashta Dikro is take Ma Mocho Leiloi Imoi, Haf Hayyim Leiloi Imoi. And that is Pashta Dekra. But which Layla Yimoy? The night afterwards. Because before Matan Teire, the Layla was Hoylech Achar Hayoyim. So it would be Wednesday and Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Faltik. Azevot Kedav Zayn. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that they should have a din of Yisrael, since this was a Hachone. That means a Tzicher. The Drosh is an Emes Drosha. That Hayoim Kimocho, Yizichen Nid Leila Imoy. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that since the Prisha is Bishvil Kabbalah Teire, in with Kabbalah Teire they'll get a Din Yisroel, and the Seder will be that Hayoim Hoylech Acher Halayla. So that was that Moshe Ovid Midaitoi. He took the Droshe that was Taker really Niskavin, but he made that it should be differently. It should be take ma mocha leilo imay afayim leilo imay, and we should have the leilo imay that a yid has. So memela we cannot start from today. Therefore we start from tomorrow. That was pshat. But the etim the drosh is a muskim the kedrosh. Zok the gemara weiter. O pirish min ha'isha, my dorish. Why was he pirish from tzipoire? Nosa kal v'chaymer ba'atzmai. Oma. O my Yisrael, shloi dibro shchina imoem elo sho achas. There was only the whole Zman of Matan Torah was a show, Zman Kotzer. The Kova Lahem Zman, and they were aware when the Zman of the Amira will be. Amro Torah Vayunachoinim L'yayim Ashlishi, so they needed preparation, they had to be betare. I'll teach you. Ani Shekosho Vishoshchina Medaberesimi. By me, it is not a shayla of a short time, it's kol shavisha, number one. And number two, ve'ein ay kaivei al izman. And I do not know when this man dibur will be. Salachas kamo ve'kamo. That what? That I have to be Pirish. A kal v'chayme from the chiyah prishav klal Yisrael. U'minolam de'hiskim ha'kodesh boch wal yodoy. That was the heter of Klal Yisrael that they were muta betashmish. Now, what's the raya from the Pel Pe Adaber Boy? So others learn pshat, Rashi and Chumash bin Zana Sefri. Pel pe adaber boy, that the Sefri says, Amarti loy beferish lifreish min ha'isha. That's the taich pel pe adaber boy. That's one mahalach. Ben Yehuda wants to say that pshat and pel pe adaber boy is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was soiser the taine of Miriam. Miriam taine alei ach b'moyshe diber Hashem, alei gambonu diber Hashem. So, they came with a taina. Moshe Rabbeinu isn't different than us. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is not different than our nevuah. And the Rabbeinu Shalom told them, Peh el peh adababoy, shchini medaberes mitoich groinoi. He's a different type of a novi. So memele is, so your whole taina becomes bottle. So we see, the whole taina of Miriam was, aloi gambonu diber Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Shalom told, there's no tzushtel yon nevuah to the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So memele, so we see that if the taina becomes bottle, so memele, so the Rabbeinu Shalom is agreeing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, the cover lem zman. Ein mosay daber imo. The Rabbeinu Shalom told them when this man adibur will be. Amre teire veyune chayinim. Yifrishu minishay sayim do zachi yifrishu. Veloi kovel is man le diburay. Shu'u chalif reish koydum lechayin. I'm not aware when the dibur will be. Liyo haleichem lahater nishay seichem le tashmish. Shosarti lochem. Not a poya moidim modi that Moshe Rabbeinu remained with this issa. Let us see Taisus. My Yisrael, Vim Taima, my Koma, the Porish Midaitoi, it's not Midaitoi, the Iraisu, the Kalvachoyma Nitin Lidorish, this is one of the Yud Gimel Midis, it's a Svore. So Mamelus is not Midaitoi. Vishloime Doloihavi Kalvachoyma Gomu, Tishani Hosom Mishum Aseres Hadibris, could be the optides at the Chi of Prisha was not out the Chimer of Shechina Medaberes. He nishoichen Isa besoichtum osam. Rabbeinu, it could be there the Chimer of Tara was out the Seres Adibris. The Seres Adibris could be the Luchas HaBris. It was the man of a Krisis Bris. That was Mechayev the Tara. But not the Mechayev was out the Dibra Shechina. So Mamela, so well, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Ashore. Moshe Rabbeinu said that was Midaitoi. That is also a Mechayev of Prisha. V'kavolem Zman. So Moshe Rabbeinu made the Kal V'chomer with two Nekudas. Nekuda number one, there was only a Dibur L'sho. And number two, v'kavolem's man. There was a zman kavua. And by himself, both did not apply. Temelari. The he anaisenes. Faket. The mishum shekavolem's man. They knew when this man had dibris. V'yadu sheba'oiseyayim v'adai tedaber shchinimoem. Hutzrichu livroi. So there is a chiyav prisha. You know when the dibur will be, so you mechuyev to be meichin. Avol hu misafik loma yivrosh. But how could you learn out from a kal v'chaymer that an safik is a chiyev prisha? It's an avadai dibur is a chiyev prisha. But an a safik, maybe there'll be a dibur. So how do you know an a maybe there's a chiyev prisha? You can't learn out a safik from a vada. By them the Chiyav Prisha was also Mikoyach Sofik. Shema loy tiflait. Who says they'll be Tome? There was a Chiyav Prisha even though there was a Sofik Tome. So we see that al Sofik maybe there'll be a Dibur Betume. I don't know if there'll be a Dibur Betume. Who says the Noshim will be Pilate? There's a Sofik, maybe there'll be a Dibur Betume, there's a Chiyav Prisha to assure that there won't be a Dibur Betume. So, in Meile, V'hochi David Kal V'chayme, U'ma Yisrael Shekov Elohem Zma, Klal Yisrael knew when the Dibur will be. V'im came, so, V'etzem, there was a Chiyav Prisha mitzad Eschorim, there was a Chiyav Prisha mitzad Nekevet. The Chiyav Prisha mitzad in the Kavis was al Sofik Tumah. Maybe there'll be a Dibur Betumah, maybe there'll be Poilet. That was the Chiyav Prisha alt in the Kavis. The Chiyav Prisha alt the Schorim was about, so the Chiyav Prisha alt about Keri, so that was Zichanat Mechayev 3 days. That the Yisod, it would be sufficient 1 day to be Poilish. But the whole Chiyav Prisha was because, the 3 days was because of the Noshim of the Sofik Shema Tifle. Vim Kain. Loi hoyu tzrichim lifroish mishum keri. The Chiyav Prisha of 3 days was not als keri. The biyoy mechot hoyodai. Als keri, they could be assured that they would be toher if they perish 1 day before. Afilu hochi. Mishum chash pleito shehi kalo huskiku lifroish. That means, so there was a suffix. Maybe there'll be a dibur betume. What kind of a tume was there a suffix? Maybe there'll be a tuma of pleite, which is kill from a tume of keri. Pleite is kill from tumas keri. That means kavolem's man, so they were batuach and tumas keri. So the whole prisha was on a suffix of tumas pleite. Anisha loy kavolis man, I do not know when this man will be. So by me there's a suffix, maybe there'll be a dibble, not betumas pleite. There'll be a dibble betumas keri, v'yesh shash keri shulchamu. Like Kolshken sheyeshli lifroish avadi givis, and there's a chiyav prisha, a kal v'chaymer from Klal Yisrael. Va'ato poi amoydi modi, the Rebbein Shlomo is masking. Vim taima minolon de pirish Moshe midaitei koidem v'shuv hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodai. How do you know that this was the seder? Shema zehu tzivui gomo. Maybe this was the Siba of the Prisha. Where do Chazal see that was Pirish Midait? The Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the Im Isa, the Machmas Sivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pirish. If he was Pirish, Alts the Tzivui, V'loi Midaitoi. Haichoye Ma'are, Arin and Miriam. So why were they Ma'are? The Siva Tedaber, Miriam Va'aren B'Moshe. Elevadai mitchila pirish mimeno ligamri moishe midatoi. Va'afal gav dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodoi. Mikol mokim nisramu olo, vehetaynes an him. Lefi she'ilu loy pirish midaitoi, loy hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim. That means Zichud Rabbi Shlom was masking. The Bederech Shadam Hailech Ba'amalich and Oisai. By Bilam also the Rabbi Shlom agreed to Bilam. That's why I'm saying that. Must be a lechol chai rotzin. The rotzin that a person has is must be a lechol chai rotzin. Al koponim, this is a seder. So memela, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted from kaiten. So memela, the Rabbi Shlom was masking. Shreila Aaron and Miriam, lay on alem lifreish. Avon gav shigam imoy moy medaber. So they have a klore raya. So what's back in the chilek? If dibor is, the dibor mavu is nechayev, so memele, they also want to be. So kolchoch, that's pshat. That by Moshe Rabbeinu it was the gedar of a der shodam hoylech bo melich. Umi ukoshe, the mashme b'medre shlo yodu zman godel shepirish mimeno. They didn't know a long time about it. Now here it says that right after Matan Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, evata poya moidi modi. And in the Medrash Vayis Tois that they weren't aware of this. Gabriel Dodomei Dodshoyim Isnabim Sheomro Miriam Ashrei Nishayseim Shaleilu Shenismanu Baleim Parnosin Ala Tzibo. Omro Tzipoire Oilehem Lenishayseim Shaleilu Shemiyoyim Shenisyachto Shechina Imachicho Pirish Mimen Miyad Vatedaber Miriam Ba'arim B'moishim. Mashme shelo yodu koidem lochein. They didn't know. Vechi lo yodu hodach siva ata poya moidi modi. They didn't know about the poya moidi modi. Oime rabbeinu tam devadai yodu. Avol ho yusvurim shepirish al piyadibo. They knew about the poya moidi, but they thought it was svurim shepirish al piyadibo. עד שאומר להם ציפוירה שמידתוי פירש ממנו מתחילו. מתחילו he was פירש. Now we have to know when the מתחילו was. Rashi says clear that the Kalvachimer was, מיד שפירש, משפירש עם חברו שוב לחוזר לתשמיש. So Rashi says the Prisha was from Matan Torah. And Tosva says that that Mitchila, they found out from Tzipoire, Shemidatoi Pirish Mimeno Mitchila. When was this Mitchila? If the Mitchila was, first Bishoshin is Yachat Adibarimoi, right, this also before Matan Torah. And what if Tzipoire came after Matan Torah? So when's the Mitchila? When is the Mitchila? So the Ben Yehuda says that in Lidar Gisa we see that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal Vachomer from Klal Yisrael. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu knew before Beruach HaKodesh that there'll be such a Tzivui. So before everything got in his Yachad Imay Adibor, already he was Peirish from Tzipoire. Before everything, he knew that there'll be such a tzivui, so memele made a kal v'chaimah. That is the mitchila that Tosfos holds. Zok the Gemara weiter. What was the third thing that also midaitoi? Shibera saluchas. Mai dorish. Oma. Uma peisach shu echad mitar yag mitzvah. Omra teire v'chol ben eichol o yoichol boi. A teire kula kam. The Israel mumrim al achas kamo vekamo. So memele, if a Pesach is also for a mumra, avad givis, Torah is also for klais or their mumrim. Minolam de hiskim akodish boruch al yodoi, shenema asher shibarto, vomere shloki, shiyasher koichacho asher shibarto. The Ritva asks, you cannot, wherever it says asher, you can't say yiyasher koichacho. By the eagle it says, Asher also as a eagle. So you'll also darshan, Yasher Kaychacha. Asher is not so the Ritva says the Iker is, the Iker Echacha was because in this pasuk it says that you should put the Shivrei Luches in the urn. And if there was anything wrong with it, so it would be a Kateger. So it would not be, that's not the place where to put it, in the urn in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So Al Kochach, so the Rabbi Shlomo was zufrieden. So Meilu, from this, the Gemara darshins, Asher yiyashe kreichacha asher shibarto. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ben eicho mumer shnisnako maisa vlovi shabashimayim. Atoire kule, tluye baluchas halolu. V'Yisrael mumrim alachas kama vekama, she'enom kedai loy. Asher ishur, she'ishroi v'shibchoi al shvirosu. Zogt Aisvitz, Uma Pesach, Einze Kalvachoy Megomu. Because Taisha is a Kash, weiter wird der Kalvachoy Megomu, so zweiter Tnat mit Beite. Because he can be Mechalik, Alamzen can be Mechalik. The Mumar also be Pesach Shehu Kom. A Mumar does not have a right to be Monui on a Kom Pesach. The Komakim Lehoi Yoloilim Noem Elite Alem HaTeire, Lachzirem Betshuva, Fakert. The Torah would help the situation. Some Meile, so it's not a Psanemus the Kalvo Chaima, but Moshe Rabbeinu made this Kalvo Chaima. The Chsam Sofer brings down from the Beis Shmuel that all these three in Yonim, Hoysev Yoim Echad Midaitoi, and the Shibar Luchis Midaitoi, and Pirish Miniisha Midaitoi, it was all one shtick Torah. The Beis Shmuel says as follows. The Emerson, let us say hastis, the mitzvah of Prisher was given Wednesday. So Wednesday and Thursday was the mitzvah of Prisher. And so Friday it should be given, Matan Torah should be Friday. Now, if the mitzvah of Prisha was Wednesday and Thursday, so it come out that Al Kaponim Thursday till Nacht, she's a Peletes. So it come out that Nitna Teire Litvul Yoim. If Matan Teire would be on Friday, so then it would be Nitna Teire Litvul Yoim. So they did be Tvula Yoim, they table themselves Thursday night, and Friday would be Matan Teire. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want that Teire should be given to a Tvul Yoim. Rashi says before on the Pevavam at Beis, Kotchim is also Tatvul Yoin. But Teir is Mutter Tatvul Yoin. Moshe Rabbeinu's Asogim Teir, he said, no, Klal Yisrael cannot come to Teir with a Tvul Yoin. They have to be Mu'uriv Shemesh. So Memeila Matan Teir can't be Friday. Memeila Matan Teir will have to be Shabbos, that they should be Mu'uriv Shemesh. The same Inyan, Pirish Me'ishtoi, why was he Pirish Me'ishtoi? What'll be? He won't be Pirish. That's also Mutter B'Tvul Yoim. The Rabbi Nishlam the Nebuah was not at night, so he could be Mishamish at night and he'll tell himself in the morning. And there'd be Nebuah, and the Nebuah is Nitin L'Tvul Yoim. But again he held that the Dvar Hashem should not be Nemar to Atvul Yoim. To be you need Erev Shemesh. So Mamela, therefore he was Perish for Laila also. The same thing, the Kalvachimer from Kotchim, that's a din in a Kolben, Taisva says. A mummer is also be Pesach Shu Kolben. That's a din in Kotchim. Moshe Rabbeinu held that Torah had the same Chimer of Kotchim. It's all one Lashitosai. Just like Atvul Yom is also be Kotchim. So he held that Tvul Yoim is also B'Teir, is also B'Dvar Hashem. So Memele held just like a Mumer is also B'Kachim, so Mumer is also B'Teir. So it was all one L'Shitas.